Okay. It's Michelle once again from Boo Sounds. And, again, back to the audio Let's Play. It's actually quite a nice little spot that I've picked out. There's a lot of trees, so we're going to go, I think, for the first house. And we better do some of it quick, because night falls pretty quickly. Right now I'm working without any tools as well. So, first of all, actually, what I usually do is I try and make certain things that can be helpful, i.e., a bit parched tonight, i.e., I will make a crafting bomb. A table, a treasure chest. And that way I know where I've been. Now, one thing I am going to do for blind and visually impaired users, and, well, for everybody, really, is I'm going to try and keep to the directions of the way things are. Because, west is west, east is east, and if I keep to that, it gives people a general direction. Now, while I've been working here, I've found a couple tree saplings, which I'll use at a later date to replant the forest, or I've even thought about, in other areas, I've thought about making a tree cathedral. Which is basically a tree farm. It's going to be something that's different. Now, some Christians might say, oh, tree cathedral, that's not a church. Well, there'll be a church here too. But a tree cathedral really, to me, symbolizes the tree of life. And that's where you can have some of your trees protected so that they don't get blown up. And you will get things blown up here. I'm still working on getting some of these leaves done. Because if you get the leaves done, then you get tree saplings, you get apples. I'm just going and grabbing the wood. Now you can do some crafting in your backpack or your inventory, whichever you want to call it. Now it's starting to get dark, which I don't like. So I am going to do that, make a few little small things, like for example, a way to defend myself. I'll make some sticks. And a crafting table. Let's make them all planks. And now they've got my crafting table. I'll just go to that space. And now I'm going to make my wooden sword, which is kind of a bite. Let's also make a chest, because then I can put my stuff in here. And unless I get blown up or something, or the area gets blown up, then it's more than likely that I'll have everything, which is nice. So far so good. Nothing's come this way, but it's really dark. I was hoping on passing by the first couple of nights for you, because sometimes it can be so long. That's a creeper. So we gotta be careful. In the meanwhile, we picked up a sapling. It can be so annoying that first night, and the ground is gonna get so pockmarked. It's one annoyance I have. It gets really, you end up having to do a lot of healing of the land. So it's really dark right now, and we are in an area that's just very well forested, and that's why exactly what it is. I see some red eyes glowing over here, so let's see if we can get some string. Right now, it's just... Oh, here he comes. To be honest, I'm not... Oh, there's a zombie, and I just died. I was just going to say, I'm not expecting to survive the night very well. So now, in the dark, with no weapons, I got to get back to where I was. So, let's hope I do, folks. There's skeletons. I see a cow, but the cow I'm not worried about. And I died again. But, you know what? The way that I look at it is each time that happens, I am further along in the night. So, we may end up dying several times. And I died again. That's going to be very popular. I just know it. Okay, I went the wrong way. Zombie. A zombie right now. And that's his skeleton. I'm getting very... You're gonna hate me saying I died so many times. But it is the truth. That's from where Creeper went. So we've already got a hole in this nice agape area. But I'm just going to walk around, and if I die, I die. I just need to get through this night, and it is still very dark out. And yeah, I could stay up on this tree where I spawned, but what would be the point? So, what I think I'm going to do is when this does reach 10 minutes, because a lot of this is... And I'm... This is basically what goes on in the first night, couple nights. So I think what I will do, this is the only thing that I will work on without any interaction, is I'll get us past the first couple nights, because they're the hardest, and I do want to work on that area that I told you about. And, like I said, it can get kind of boring. So, I'm going to leave off while I'm fighting the rest of this and dying. I'm going to leave off by saying, if you want to say something to me, you'll interact with me now. You don't have to say what you want. I'm going to figure out rules of how I'm going to do certain things, like whether it's going to be kind of like a raffle or whatever. Now I've got a bone here. I'm going to work on that. A few other things. So, I'm going to work on getting this area, or getting through the nights. In that way, you won't be so bored. But please feel free to contact me at Audio Boom, VoiceBow under Michelle Earle, God's Michelle on Twitter, Michelle Earle on Facebook, and of course at heartsalive@hotmail.com to see the previous email for the spelling. So until next time, may your journeys be safe, take care, and God bless. Bye for now.